Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening and was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, or the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John appeared. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Herod wanted to see Jesus, not because he wanted to follow him, just because of our curiosity. Finally, he met Jesus, but he was accused to death. The first reading from Ecclesiastes was beautiful. I just want to share these phrases with you. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another one comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises, blowing now toward the south, then toward the north. The wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where we do go, the rivers kept on going. All speech is neighbored, there is nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, so this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. It sounds very negative, no? As if nothing will happen. But it's not the real meaning. The true meaning is, except God, all things are vanity. So we have to renew our trust in the Lord. He stays with us. But he allows us to experience the vanity of vanities. He wants us to choose only God. We cannot see God, but we know His way, His gospel, the teaching of the church. All these things are helping us to live the life of Christ. Jesus loves each one of us immensely. He's so close to us. He's living in our heart. What we can do is just open our heart towards Him. Although earthly life is vanity of vanities, but our heart is full because there's the presence of Jesus. Share all our difficulties, our queries, with Jesus. We may not get the answer at once, but important that we believe Jesus is living in us, with us. He's blessing us in every moment. Just have a joyful heart, have a hope beneath our daily life, with the spirit of the gospel, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of Jesus Christ, who just want to share nothing else but the love of God. Ask Him to give us this light to believe that He lives among us. He lives in us. Believe that He just wants to share His life, divine life, with us. Although for the time being we cannot see, but we know He taught us this way. So to share with Jesus our incapacity, but faith in Him, we trust.